Colmar. Colmar is an endearing city, synonymous with history, romanticism and good living. It's emblematic of Alsatian heritage and architecture, and well known for its wealth of culture. Nestled at the foot of the vineyards, where some of Europe's major roads crisscross, this city beautifully shows off its multicoloured house frontages and claims over 50 historic monuments, turning it into an open-air museum. Colmar was first sighted way back in 823. At that time, its great wooden buildings, barns, stables, presses, inner courtyards and dovecotes were the backdrop to the Middle Ages. From the 18th century, religious orders settled in Colmar, where Franciscans, Dominicans and Augustines built major places of worship, which are still standing today, notably St. Martin's Collegiate Church and the Church of the Dominicans. The convent of the Dominican Sisters of Unterlinden was a major centre of Rhineland mysticism. It was turned into a museum, which today houses the famous artwork, the Isenheim Altarpiece, painted by Matthias Grünewald in 1516. Another of the city's famous symbols is the Koifhus, the old customs house. It was completed in 1480 and used to be the administrative and economic headquarters of the city, even producing its own money. Meetings of the deputies of the Decabol, the Federation of the 10 Imperial Cities of Alsace, were held there and set up to defend its privileges and status. It was after the revolution that Colmar became a royal French city. In between times, Lutheran Reformation established itself here in 1575. The 15th, 16th and 17th centuries were known as the Golden Age of the city, having built up its fortunes from commerce and wine growing. It was then that architectural splendours such as La Maison Pfister, the Pfister House, and La Maison des Têtes, their House of Heads, were built. Colmar was also home to August Bartholdi, the sculptor behind the Statue of Liberty in New York, and today the city keeps this illustrious artist's memory alive in a museum in the house in which he was born. Despite being torn between Germany and France, the city of Colmar remained unscathed during the major worldwide conflicts of the 20th century and was the last Alsatian city to be liberated from Nazi occupation. So don't leave it too long before you discover this idyllic capital of Alsace wine and the keeper of its art de vivre.